Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day. It's 11th day of May, 11th day of May, 2020. It's 12:04 Pacific time. From the Trenches is hosted by Henry Shively and John D. U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is a live program and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 on mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with John and me today. Well, it's currently 64 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 64 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's a little cooler today. It was hot yesterday, and It's trying to be summer, I think, but I'm still at 4,200 feet. That being said, how's the weather down there in central Nazi Jersey today, John?
Well, how are you doing, Henry? And hope you had a nice weekend. And right now over here in this northeastern seaboard state of Nazi Jersey, at about 100 feet of altitude, and like I said, my GPS, for some reason, keeps giving me different readings. And I don't know if that's the government doing that or is my GPS just getting old. Anyway, we've got about 61 degrees. We do have patchy clouds moving over, dropping a little bit of rain on us right now. And we've got a couple more days of cool weather, and then supposedly it's going to be all 70s and above about 4 or 5 days from now. So we've just got the last little gasp of cool spring here.
Well, I'm hoping it's the last little gasp here, but I just don't gasp here. But I've seen it goddamn snow in July here up this high.
Wow, yeah, you're up in the mountain. You're up in the boonies for sure.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, you're almost a mile in the air, so that's not much of a surprise. And, you know, New York State will get that once in a great, great while, although I don't know about July, but certainly May and even early June that has happened on very rare occasion.
Yeah, I really don't feel confident going to, like, camping or anything until about the second week in June before I go, meh. And still, it can happen. Anyways,
well, what do we got on the plate? Because, Henry, the tyranny hasn't stopped. They're not backing off. They keep extending the deadline on these breakdowns. And you know what's interesting is I'm not seeing anybody sue these governors or go after them other than one or two. I did see one case, I forget where it was actually discharged out of the court. But why isn't anybody even just using the admiralty courts to sue the governors for tyranny, treason, false imprisonment, and probably a list of about 100 or 200 other crimes, even under their own laws?
The bottom line is, you know, they're telling you that they're committing the crimes, that they do not have the authority for what they are doing, and you see them back. Well, they backed off here because of the lady tearing up the thing and getting $500,000, and they backed off over here because of the people coming protesting or what might have you. It's how much they're still holding on to unlawful goddamn authorities, and they're still exercising what they're telling you they're goddamn unlawful authorities. So I mean, and they're building on this COVID bullshit. I mean, like these, this one article, I got a good one for the first one, but states build contact tracing armies to crush coronavirus, you know, and come and take you from your goddamn house and go put you in a goddamn FEMA camp. I don't think
John. I've already saw an article where they've supposedly already started pulling people. And again, we predicted this back in 2015, 2014, that this was going to be the natural evolution if they use a biological scenario to assume complete control of a country and suppress all freedom of movement.
Yep, I see another angle to this whole thing, shutting all the businesses down, because they have brought their recolonization force in, and these people, they come with that first stimulus thing, you get your unemployment and $650 a week. There's people that are just, oh, man, they're just rolling in the dough. You know, they couldn't make that much goddamn working. But what they don't realize is when you let them lay you off like that, when you come back to get your job, old Consuelo and Pablo are going to be fucking taking your fucking job. Get used to the idea, because that's what they're fixing to fucking do.
Well, and that's for any job that does come back. And remember, most of these jobs aren't going to come back because they're wiping out the small businesses, you know, like taking a flamethrower to an ant nest. And then what's going to happen? Well, the UBI, the Universal Basic Income. But guess what? You didn't get your vaccine, so we're going to have to stop your payments.
Exactly, buddy. And that's what that communist bullshit's about. Send you, that's why they want to send you those checks. Hey man, that communism, like I said, the people in California are finding out what it really is. When they're chumming you in, when they got that carrot chumming you into their goddamn trap, oh, it's the most wonderful thing in the goddamn world, you know. God, everybody should be equal, and to each his need and to each his ability, and all of this fucking horse shit that everybody knows is horse shit, that they should have been taught was horse shit from fucking day, you know, from the time they were in kindergarten. But this first article I have, just, you're going to love the headline. Business demands more foreign workers as 33 million Americans go jobless. I didn't see that one coming. Did you?
Oh, no, I could never have predicted that, Henry. What, bringing us a supplanting force? No, we've never talked about that here.
No, but we're going to get into it as soon as we return.
All right.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shame and looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth the face of lawyer could get you undone. Say love.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
And John D. Alrighty, I'm going to start into this son of a bitch. Businesses demands. I mean, what percentage of the population are these businesses? You know, the corporations, industry is what I'm looking for. The industry. You know, like this bitch who she goes and she doesn't open her shop and gets $500,000 in 2 days. And I bet, and they're going straight into the mad morality courts to prove that these goddamn governors do not have the authority to violate the fucking absolute law of this country. Only the legislature can do that. I mean, goddamn, how fucking better get ready to fight, people. These son of a bitches are not going to stop until they eat some fucking lead. I ain't kidding you. Anyway, businesses demand more foreign workers as 33 million Americans go jobless. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty. And like I said, a lot of them guys that are going jobless, oh, they're just fucking loving it. $650 a week was the hell they weren't making that working. And then, you know, they're going around and they're just, oh, it's a, wow, yo, no, I'm going to go right back to my job. No, you're not. You stupid, stupid, stupid fucking people. That fucking mammon, boy, you chase it like that goddamn dog used to chase a wiper for my dad. Round, round the circle. Chase your own fucking tail. Well, you're going to find out what this is really all about soon. Because that fucking jobless shit will run out soon. And they're already talking about, goddamn, how lazy them Americans are. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Despite more than 33 million Americans filing for unemployment in recent weeks due to the Chinese, they got that nailed to them chinks, man, to the Chinese coronavirus crisis, businesses, business is continuing to demand more foreign workers to take jobs in the United States. What fucking jobs? If you lost 33 million jobs and
all participants are muted. Q&A session has started.
I don't know what that was. I hope everybody can hear.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves. Q&A session is over.
Your automated system now talking to you?
I think it just interrupted me. Anyway.
You know, I was fresh out of Tel Aviv.
Oh, yeah. I was surprised there wasn't a way through in there, one or two anyway. On Thursday, a coalition of Republican, now you guys that went out there, Trump, you're, oh God, he's for America, America first. American jobs, he's going to get rid of every guy. Goddamn, see, that's what he thinks. That's why this coronavirus and all this shit. So you're not listening. You're supposed to have the memory span of a head of cabbage, and you're supposed to have forgot all the fucking lies that dirty bastard told you. You see?
There will be no amnesty. There will be no amnesty.
Huh? You remember? Do you remember what he said? Every one of them was going to leave. God, it was going to be a fucking paradise here, people. They were going to have to pay you more living wage to work because they wouldn't have no goddamn choice. Oh, but God, that multi-billionaire fucking real estate mogul. He's the one that's going to save the working man? You really think so? The one that had the poles working for him for $4 a fucking hour, building his hotels? Boy, you guys.
Wait, wasn't that the guy that went bankrupt, what, several times in the 90s to the tune of $1 billion? But somehow, for some reason, the Jews forgave him.
Well, he came out of it a billionaire. I would like to know how that's. I want to file bankruptcy and come out of it a billionaire somehow.
Well, me and you, Henry, let's put together a business plan. Let's see if we can fail spectacularly and then walk out of the deal with $1 billion each.
Well, we have watched. I'll tell you one thing I was thinking about this corona shit. We've watched a new industry spring up. It has become just like cancer, a goddamn industry. And I swear to you, John, I don't believe it fucking exists. On Thursday, a coalition of Republicans. And there's no difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. There are no Republicans. There are no Democrats. There's no left, no right, no conservatives, no liberals. There's just no law. You have the fucking law, but you're not enforcing it. And you got these goddamn, libertarians incorporated out there trying to chum the force of this nation over to put them back in charge because they better to have them for our masters and if we're going to be slaves, right? Because that's what they're shooting for with their fucking pretty blonde bitch that's goddamn the hairdresser. 500,000, man, who gets 500,000 in a couple of days? I hope that some of you people were some of the assholes out there that were getting the $650 extra for being unemployed and just thinking you're fucking getting over. You really think they just love you and would give you that kind of shit and there's no reason to it? Well, you're going to find out the reason to it. And this is it. Republican House and Senate lawmakers sent a letter to President Trump asking that he expand his immigration executive order because he already has expanded it once. The 2As, there's no limit on them. Executive order to suspend foreign visa worker programs like the H-1B visa, the H-2B visa, the H-2A visa, and the OPT program while millions of Americans remain jobless. Well, he wouldn't do that. Not Trump. Just give him a chance, guys. Even with unemployment reaching record levels, businesses relying on foreign visa workers continue to claim there's a labor shortage. Did you hear me? Did you hear what I'm saying? That Republican ticket you voted for, you fucking retards.
Well, wait, Henry, don't we have like 100 million unemployed right now and we have a shortage of workers?
We have 33 million Americans go jobless. That's how many they've lost just since this COVID thing. 33 million.
We covered that. That's about 5 million a week, which is almost a million per day. It's about 800,000 per day.
And this is, and we're going into the bad part now. That's what they tell us. So you guys out there getting that $650 a week that think you're getting over on it, man, you got some hard shit. You better hang on to it. I don't know. You better turn it into gold or something. Probably fucking, they'll make a digital currency and make you, even what they gave you worthless. Anyway, even with unemployment reaching record levels, businesses relying on foreign visa workers continue to claim it. Yeah, there's a labor shortage. There's a labor shortage. There's a labor shortage. Is there really?
What fire, Henry?
They know.
I remember that story about the first time I met a pathological liar, but I didn't know the term at the time when I was a kid. He set someone's garbage on fire, and there was huge flames going 15, 18 feet in the air, literally. And the guy looks out his front window. He says, Glenn, what the F are you doing setting my garbage on fire? And Glenn looks right at him through the fire with absolute sincerity and says, what fire, Mitch?
He's probably one of the guys helping run this by now. He probably made it big, John. Proponents of the various foreign visa worker program told Newsweek and businesses that businesses need imported foreign labor even during times of mass unemployment. You see, because that's
now,
all that counts in this country.
I think somebody's lying to us
here. Huh?
I think somebody's lying to us here. I'm not sure.
They wouldn't. Trump wouldn't lie to us, would he?
Well, he did say he was going to make America great again. He just never said
for who. There you go. Unfucking believable. During times of mass labor shortage. Well, yeah, for if you want people to work for a bowl of rice and a fish head, there's a hell of a labor shortage in this country. Advocates who spoke with Newsweek said that the problem with carving out an exception for agriculture workers, but targeting the rest of the guest workers, is that those with H-2B non-agriculture visas, for example, included seafood processors in Louisiana and meat packers in places like Iowa. Haven't we been having a problem with meat packing here, John? I mean, they can't, like, shutting down?
Well, from what I understand, we don't have a problem with the meat packers because they're just getting rid of the meat industry.
We're all going to be fucking vegetarians, okay. Okay, the League of United Latin, listen to this. The League, you talk about your foreign fucking agents in your country. The League of United Latin American Citizens, LULAC, estimates that 80% of meat packing plant workers are undocumented workers or refugees, many of whom would be directly impacted by the Republican plan.
Henry, didn't we see lots of these raids, you know, these, what do they call, window dressing raids, where they went into some of these plants and arrested everyone there because they were illegal workers? Well, didn't they get rid of all of them like that?
Well, evidently, I don't know, maybe these Latinos, they don't get COVID-19. Maybe it's just, you know, American. Maybe you have to be of American lineage, you know. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, or, you know, Asian blood in you, you know. If you're an American, maybe it was specifically designed for us. Maybe it doesn't even exist. I don't know.
Well, that sounds like conspiracy theory, Henry. And you know we don't tolerate that on this show.
I know. I fucked up. I'll admit it. Estimates that 80% of meat packing plant workers are undocumented workers or refugees. Sackett Sony, the executive. I wonder, is that Irish or Italian? Sackett Sony. The executive director of National Guest Workers Alliance. National Guest Workers Alliance. Hey, do the rest of us fucking 340 million fucking people in this country have any goddamn thing at all to say about fucking who comes into this fucking country and who gets to manufacture our fucking resources?
Well, honey, I love how they call them guest workers, you know, because when they come up here with their whole family, their luggage and furniture, I think they're planning on staying here a little while.
Yeah, in fact, you better just go ahead and move on out the back door because they come in the front door and they're going to take your fucking house, too. You guys better get ready to fucking fight.
Oh, you mean like in Sweden where they mandated some people have to give up their house for their foreign invaders?
You betcha. Guest Worker Alliance said that for an employer to bring in a guest worker, they must attest to a labor shortage. calling into question rather the lawmakers' goals are simply to go after guest workers indefinitely, even after the crisis has passed. Oh, the poor guest workers! We got to... Somewhere, you guys getting that $650, you could send it to a foundation to help them get you. They're picking on the guest workers, John. I cannot believe this. I will not have it in my country.
Well, Henry, I'm not going to picket the governor's illegal orders, but I'll go out there and picket for that.
You're goddamn right I will. How dare them? Seafood processing companies in Maryland and Virginia told local media that they need foreign visa workers because there are no Americans to fill the jobs. I don't know, what the fuck did that goddamn headline say? Let's look at it again. Business demands more foreign workers as 33 million Americans go jobless. Well, this isn't jiving.
And that's just in the last several weeks, Henry. That's not including the 100 million that was already not working before this started.
Goddamn right it is. The seafood processing industry has repeatedly been accused of abusing foreign visa workers. I mean, this is like fucking... Taking you down and rubbing your fucking face in dog piss. I mean, this is just, I mean, how blatant does it have to be? Yeah, I mean, when we first started doing this, people talked about pulling the curtain back like in The Wizard of Oz and seeing the little man that was the Great Oz and all that shit. This is taking you down and rubbing your fucking face in dog piss and telling you what you're fucking, this ain't your country. We're going to bring in whatever fucking foreign slaves we want. And you better get ready to work. Well, no, you better get ready to go in the ditch because that's their only fucking option because the people have got to fucking rise up and fuck. How in the hell are you going to stand this? I guess when you get hungry enough, maybe you'll grow some fucking balls. Not that there isn't people out there raising all kinds of hell and defying every fucking order that they're putting out. Make no mistake about it. But it's going to come. They're not just going to quit because, I mean, if everybody in this country, every American national said, no, you ain't going to do this no more. And everybody said it, they'd go ahead and do it. And they'd bring in their Blackwater USA fucking private security fucking standing army to enforce it. You're going to have to shoot it out with them, people. Maryland matters.
There's no other outcome to this. There's going to be a shootout or... Yep. People are going to bend the knee, put the slave muzzle on, and become slaves. There's no middle ground.
There's not even slave muzzle this. You're going to the fucking ditch. I mean, you're what the fuck? You, Americans are spoiled people. Are you going to work? I mean, honestly, are you going to work for a fish head and a fucking bowl of rice a day? Because that's what they're shooting for here.
Well, that goes back again to the 1870s, 1880s. I can't remember the British economist. It was called the Iron Law of Wages, where you just barely pay someone just enough to subsist, and that's it.
Yeah, that's all they want. That's your whole fucking life is just subsisting. You know, you get to live through it. I mean, no fucking fun in your life. Enjoyment, raising a family, and, you know, that American dream.
No, and family. No, that goes kind of against the population or depopulation program. Remember, they want to get rid of us, and an awful lot of us.
Yeah, but goddamn, they're down there in Honduras. They're fucking like rabbits, John. And fucking, they're bringing all their kids up here, and supposedly, because where they went down there and fucked like rabbits and had fucking 10 fucking kids, we're supposed to raise them for them. Because they're the new fucking Americans, man. I tell you people, you better grow some fucking guts and you better get out there and you better shoot these foreign motherfuckers out of your country or you ain't gonna have no goddamn country. Then when they come out and they'll say shit like this to your fucking, this is saying it to your fucking face, okay? They're telling ya. I got another article here where they'll back this shit with violence. So you better be ready for some fucking violence. You better just quit fucking, you know, talking about it. And you don't show up somewhere in fucking body armor with fucking rifles that you're just gonna hand over to the fucking pig fucking, Blackwater USA private security they have hired to deal with your ass. In a publicity stunt.
They showed up with their nice rifles and said, here, I bought this here for you.
Yeah, you can have this one. You take this one. Oh, I'm getting charged. I got to go get a lawyer. Somebody got $500,000 so I can go into the admiralty courts and get this straightened out. You betcha. A Maryland Matters reports, what college graduate can you train to, listen to this, what college graduate can you train to pick a can of crab meat in 6 minutes? Whoa, said Dami Han. Here's another good, I think that's Irish. The manager of Fadili Seafood, a famous crab cake purveyor in Baltimore. If you sit there and watch these people, you would say, I could never do that. We can't pick apples. How in the fuck did this country go for 200 fucking years, John? We can't do nothing. How in the hell did we eat crab? How did we do any goddamn? How do we have apples? How do we have oranges? God damn, we just can't.
I don't know, Henry. We're at the point, apparently, we can't even pluck chickens anymore.
Yeah, I know. I mean, what's the problem here? I mean, if we we must be digressing. We can't pluck a fucking chicken. We can't fucking clean a crab. Yeah, but you ought to see these son of a bitches go. Because they're used to working like goddamn slaves for a fucking fish head and a bowl of rice a day. How about you don't get to take no more fucking crabs. I don't care if it does take longer. I don't care if it takes an American twice as long and you're going to pay him a fucking living wage doing it. Or you don't get to take no crabs. This is just for the filthy fucking rich. You know what it is. It's to further transfer the fucking wealth, what little tiny bit that the fucking people, the masses are getting into the hands of the fucking very few. This is consolidation of fucking corporate fucking mafia power at the top. And you're to be a goddamn slave. And if you can't bend a fucking knee, they'll fucking kill you. That's what it's coming down to, and you better get it through your fucking heads. They're gonna keep going. They can't stop. If they stop, they get steamrolled. They know it. And a few workers want a seasonal job. Crabbing is a heavily regulated industry, with the Department of Natural Resources deciding when the harvest starts and ends each year. And that's probably where the lion's share of the fucking money's going, through the permitting and to meet all the fucking conditions to go catch a fucking crab. If we were just a national economy, if they had made us a part of the world, fucking what the hell is it, the world, the, you know, for the businesses, the world economy is what we ended up in, but it's through the world.
Oh, you're talking about the WTO, World Trade Organization.
Yeah. Well, we're competing with slave labor people, and they're bringing it right into your fucking house and push you out the back fucking door.
Good question, since you brought this up. How do you compete against slave labor? Oh, that's right. You got to become a slave yourself. Never mind.
There you go, man. You got it. You know, get some fucking knee pads. It's pretty much the same thing as what other people use the knee pads for. It's about the same fucking game. Anyways, we're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Hello, this is the IIAP, the Illegal Immigration Assistance Program, a taxpayer-funded division of OAKNUT. For Spanish, press 1, Portuguese 2, Arabic 3, Farsi 4, French 5, Swahili 6, German 7, Italian 8, and if you insist on English, please stand by.
If you're thinking about illegal immigration, be careful when you're choosing the nation, because breaking the law in some countries is frowned upon. Imagine that. Sneak into China, they'll call you a spy and ship you to Mongolia till you die. And in the Sudan, they'll hang you and the camel you rode in on. Yeah, and don't go hiking and enter Iran, or you might never be heard from again. And in Mexico, you might face a firing squad. Forget all about going to North Korea. That's a great example of a bad idea. So when it comes down to it, there's only one option you got. Yeah, come to the USA. There's no penalty to pay should you get caught illegally immigrating. Come to the USA. It will be your lucky day, cause when you get in, there's lots of goodies waiting. Like healthcare, welfare, free education, help with your voter registration and driver's license and credit cards and license plates for your old car. Lots of jobs for you to do and employers who'll turn a blind eye to. Come to the USA. About the Constitution, we'll help you start a house of prostitution if that's the kind of work that you want to do. You see, those gringo infidels are crazy. They'll give citizenship to your new baby. So you see, there's really only one choice for you. Come to the USA. There's no penalty to pay should you get caught illegally immigrating. Come to the USA. It will be your lucky day. Come when you get in, there's lots of goodies waiting. Yeah, you get public housing and cable TV and food stamps and even government cheese. The borders are a swinging door. Go home for a visit and come back for more. There's sanctuary and amnesty. Bring the whole family eventually. Yeah, come to the USA.
This has been a public service message sponsored by Oak Nut, dedicated to the collapse of the American way of life. Yes.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1236 Pacific time. The Patriot Broadcast is hosted by John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny, and Henry Shively. It is 1236 Pacific time, and that was Ray Stevens with Just Come and Take the Fucking USA that we listened to during the break. Anyway, it is time for the tactical report, and so I will say I turn it over to you, John.
Okay, Henry, thank you very much. That's a great song you got there. I think I'm going to nominate that as our new national anthem, at least until we get this war going and we clean out the trash. Then maybe we can talk about restoring the old national anthem.
Anyway, let's get moving.
I am J.D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is the Tactical Report. It is May 11th, 2020 at 15:36. That's 3:36 in the afternoon, Eastern Daylight Time. All right, right now, let's take a look over in the financial markets. We've got gold at roughly $1,700 an ounce. It's actually just slightly under. Silver is about $15 an ounce. Again, it's staying pretty steady. It goes up and down a little bit, but it's been hovering around the $15 mark. So it's still a great buy. And again, I am encouraging people to think about what do you want to park your purchasing power in when the hyperinflation is going to come. Once the hyperinflation comes, it's already going to be largely too late for you to convert that stuff you call money into something that will hold its value through the hyperinflation and through the currency replacement process, and then you can convert it back into whatever the new currency or financial system is going to be. And this has happened time and time and time and time again throughout human history, as long as we've been using fiat currencies, and that even dates all the way back to about 1180 or 1190, if I remember right, when the first real fiat currency was noted by Marco Polo. And, of course, that is when he went over into the courts in China of Kublai Khan. Kublai Khan brought him in to one of the workshops where they were making the fiat currency and showed him his new gold mine. And there was this paper stuff. It was actually made of tree bark, if I remember right, with the special king stamp on it and stuff. And it was punishable by death if you didn't accept it as payment. That was the first fiat system, believe it or not. Anyway, let's get moving. Over in the financial markets, we've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the fraud called the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's currently a little over 24,000. We've got the U.S. Dollar Index, the U.S. Dollar Index. Remember, all it is a comparison against other currencies. So if all the currencies are devaluing together, it will maintain parity, which it has done, because right now it's at 100.22. So what that's really saying is that it's at 100.22% of parity value to the other currencies in the basket of currencies that it's measured against. It does not tell you what purchasing power it has. It doesn't tell you that at all. All the U.S. dollar index tells you is that they are all equally worthless when it's at 100%. That's all it's telling you. Going on, crude oil is at $24.72 a barrel. And again, this is still below production costs for most countries. Now, there was a phenomenal, I mean, great presentation over on King World News. Now, we don't post in King World News because I think Henry would prefer to have their permission, and we're not going to go through the hassle of asking everybody if we can have permission to post their audio transcripts and all that for every little interview. So I'll just direct you over there. And right now, there's two great ones that I will tell you absolutely reflects everything that we have been saying here, especially when I cover it in the financial report. And it does look like, of course, that we are on the very precipice of it actually occurring now. Article 1, if you go over to King World News, Article 1, man who predicted the global collapse just warned investors they should now prepare for the collapse of the world financial system. Interesting article. I'm not going to go into it. I've already covered many aspects of that. But what I do want you to hear is there's a great audio interview, an audio track, and it's only about 8 or 9 minutes long, so it's really great. It's by James Turk. Let me see if I can just bring this up. I just want to read you a little bit of his credentials, because what I found interesting. Now, number one, when you go to King World News and you click on it, there's a picture of this fabulous-looking girl on there. She is just absolutely gorgeous. Has absolutely nothing to do with the subject matter. But, man, it's a great picture to look at while you're listening to the audio interview. So, kind of looks like a James Bond girl wearing a gold-colored bikini and a very tiny bikini at that. And she's just hot looking beyond description. Anyway, let me see if I can get down here. Let me see if they got – no, they don't have it here. Let me see. No. All right, let me just try clicking on it. Anyway, James Turk does an 8 or 9 minute interview. Now, what's interesting is this reflects everything we've been talking about the fraud of the system, not just here in the USA, but across the global economy, and how we – oh, I didn't mean to start it. All right. I don't know if you even heard that, but I didn't mean to start it. So you just click on the article, and then an audio track will come up, and you just hit the play. Or actually, it just starts on its own, so you don't even have to hit the play button. Let me see. Here we go. Now, this is a little bit about James Turk. So when he talks, it would behoove you to listen. Now, this is something I learned about when I was first worked for Chevy dealership. I was 19. I got to work in a Chevy dealership. As a mechanic, of course, and I wanted to learn, so I would ask a lot of questions. And finally, the senior mechanic, I always went over to the senior mechanics in the shop because they knew the most. And usually they didn't mind teaching you. And, of course, they were at the top of their pay top of the pay scale, so I wanted to learn how they got there. So finally, one mechanic says, look, when somebody who is a lot smarter than you and has been doing a specific kind of job for a lot longer than you have, and they talk, you should shut the hell up and just listen. He was just getting annoyed. I was asking him so many questions. But it was a critical lesson. When somebody who has been doing a job very, very long and is clearly very well skilled at that job, when they talk, it might do you well to just listen what they have to say. You don't have to agree to it, but you might be foolish to discharge anything they say immediately without cause. You probably want to listen to what they have to say and then consider those words quite carefully, especially when you should know for sure it is going to affect your future. It's going to affect the future of your family, your friends, and probably the rest of your life, because what we're going to go through is not going to disappear a year from now or 2 years from now. It's probably going to take the rest of our lives before we recover from the kind of financial collapse that's about to occur around the world. Now, James Turk, it's this founder and lead director of Gold Money, Inc. It's actually on the Toronto Stock Exchange. It says James Turk has specialized in international banking, finance, and investments since graduating in 1969 from George Washington University with a BA degree in international economics. His business career began at the Chase Manhattan Bank, now J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, which included assignments in Thailand, the Philippines, and Hong Kong. He subsequently joined the investment and trading company of a prominent precious metals trader based in Greenwich, Connecticut. He moved to the United Arab Emirates in December of 1983 to be appointed manager of the commodity department to the United Arab Emirates in December of 1983. To be appointed the manager of the commodity department of the Abu Dhabi Investment Authority, the country's sovereign wealth fund. In this position, he was responsible for developing and implementing the investment strategies of the organization's portfolios of precious metals. James then served as the chief executive of Greenfield Associates, a firm he established in 1985 to publish his work and to provide investment research and trading advice principally to investment managers, hedge funds, and commodity trading advisors in the United States and Europe. And it goes on more. There's a description. When you click on his audio track, underneath it is a little description. There's actually more to it. So what it clearly shows is the guy has a long track record, and he clearly has a sufficient level of expertise that you got to believe he understands what he's doing. So when he talks about this coming global financial collapse that he sees forecoming, you got to believe that he has sufficient reason to make these kinds of statements. And of course, all the reasons that he states are everything that we've discussed on this radio show and on the From the Trenches show in general. Great audio track. Like I said, only about 8 or 9 minutes long. He actually takes some shortcuts because he doesn't want to go in and explain every detail like I will sometimes for people who may be new to the subject matter of how the financial system actually works and why it's a fraud. But he talks about the overall mechanism and why it must collapse. It's not will it collapse. It must collapse because it's a complete fraud. And systemically, there is no way to continue the process. We have reached the end game of the current financial and monetary models that exist here in the U.S. and around the world. And that's kind of what he talks about. But he also talks about how do you get to the other side? Okay, so there's a collapse coming. What do you do so you're not destroyed by it? So when there is a reemergence of a somewhat legitimate, if not fully legitimate, financial system, how can you have survived this collapse so that the assets that you took with you can now be utilized to sustain your lifestyle on the other side of the collapse? And that's what he talks about, and I'll give you the hint. It's gold and silver. Gold and silver is your insurance policy against wealth destruction. That's what it is. It's always been that way. It's been around for well over 5,000 years and probably more, but we certainly know about it. It's been around for at least 5,000 years, used as money and protection against devaluation. That's what gold and silver is. So anyway, I recommend that. Going on, I talked about, let's get over to this. Now, over on U.S. debt clock, currently the national debt is over, it's gone over $25 trillion. Remember last week it was 24 and change trillion. It was like $24.8 trillion. Now it's at $25.2 trillion. Again, this is one of those indicators that your financial system is in its death throes. When you see the kind of ad infinitum, it means without limit, increase in your debt, especially at the rates that we're seeing, which is getting faster and faster and faster, this is your financial, your monetary, and your economic system dying. And like all governments, and I've researched this, and nowhere in history can I find any form of government, culture, or country that used a fiat currency system of some kind and started an inflationary process. And rather than arrest that process, every single one of them took it to its full demise, meaning to complete currency destruction, to complete hyperinflation. There is no exception to it, none. And you can expect that's going to happen this time too. All of these countries simultaneously will engage in complete purchasing power destruction of the fiat currency that we currently use. You've got to protect yourself, convert it into real assets. And James Turks talks about some other assets if you don't want to get just strictly into gold and silver, because he does suggest diversifying a little bit, and he'll talk about that in the audio track. But my point is, you better get out of this stuff that you call currency, keep enough to pay your current bills and so forth, but you better have some set into a form of asset that will not be depreciated or destroyed when the currency is destroyed. Right now, over in the U.S. debt clock. Now, this is interesting. I've never seen this before. Again, another indicator your financial system is collapsing. It's imploding. It's destroying itself now. When you go over and on the left-hand side, it has the U.S. national debt clock. On the right-hand side, it has the U.S. federal tax revenue. That means how much money is the government taking in to cover its expenses? Well, the clock is running backwards. The amount of money the government is taking in, it's going down. It's going in the negative direction. I've never seen this before. Again, another indicator of your financial system imploding. How can you have a tax revenue clock that's running backwards, negative? Well, ideally you can't, but it is. It's at $3.6 trillion right now, but on the right-hand side in the hundreds and in the thousands columns, it's actually running down. It's running backwards. Remember in Star Trek episode when they go back in time and the chronometer starts running backwards? Well, that's exactly what's happening on this on the U.S. federal tax revenue clock. The income is running in the negative direction. I don't even know exactly what that means. But certainly, we've never seen that before. All right, one last thing. It also has the unemployed numbers on this. The number, the so-called official population number is 330 million people. That's not including all the foreign invaders, which some euphemistically call illegals. No, they're foreign invaders. So you throw in another, let's just make it a small number, 70 million. It's more than that. That would put the U.S. population at about 40 million. Out of that, about two-thirds, a little less than two-thirds, is working-age population. And right now they're saying officially in the U.S., the amount of people not in the labor force of working age is well over 100 million people. And Henry just read an article talking about how there's a labor shortage. Well, I don't know what your definition is of a labor shortage, but I can assure you that nobody's yardstick is going to say when you have well over 100 million people without a job that you have a labor shortage. It's just physically impossible to say that. I think we're being lied to. I'm not sure. All right, last item. Ferdinand LaSalle, again, this is a German. He was actually Prussian, if I remember right. He's actually lived and worked in Germany, but I believe he was actually a Prussian. But he was the guy that coined the phrase, the Iron Law of Wages. And what it basically said is that wages will never drop below subsistence level because at that point the workers can't physically survive. You can't live because you're not even consuming enough food. You don't have enough money to buy enough food just to stay alive to meet your physical requirements to do the job. Well, we know that's false because we've seen plenty of examples of when what happens when these totalitarian governments start putting people in these concentration camps, start working them, and they don't feed them enough. Well, they work them to death. Well, that kind of fits the communist Iron Law of Wages. You're not paying them anything. In fact, you're not even going to give them a full bowl of rice with a full fish head in it, are you? In fact, you're going to give them half or even a quarter of that. And very slowly, you live off your body fats, but you reach a point where you've got no body fat left, but they're not going to feed you more. So what happens? You actually start to destroy your own organs internally. Your body starts to consume itself in a process called starvation. And that is their goal right here. There is no question about one of the mechanisms they're going to engage here is food as control and starving the population into submission. And we've already seen plenty of articles. We've had plenty of videos up on our website from thetrenchesworldreport.com talking about by farmers, by meat processors, how the industries are being destroyed. Well, wait a minute. You may be able to destroy the computer chip industry in this country. Okay, so you're going to lose those jobs. But when you destroy the food processing industry, that means people are going to die. Unless you start importing an awful, awful lot of food. But you know what? That's not what they're after. They're not looking to increase the amount of importation because we're exporting what little food that we are producing in excess. In fact, we're exporting more than I believe is available as access, which means there's going to be shortages. And in fact, you do see shortages starting to occur in the freezer cases, and that's not just a delivery problem. That is a processing problem. That is a distribution problem. And it's also an intentional problem created to destroy the food chain. Because food is a weapon, and the communists always use food as a weapon. Now, hopefully, the shooting match starts before we get to that point. Because there is a war coming, people. Either we are going to allow ourselves to be enslaved, or there's going to be a massive shooting match across this country. And we're going to go after these scumbags. And the people you're going to have to shoot out first, well, guess what? That's going to be the King's Guards. That's going to be the fucking cops, what you call police, these mercenary police that work for this admiralty system. Because they're going to be the ones who try and stop you from getting food. They're going to be the ones that try and stop you from getting together, from organizing, and from demanding that the government stop this lockdown. And it's not a government, it's a criminal cartel, because this lockdown is completely illegal. It violates virtually any law, even of their own laws, that address this kind of activity. And yet they're getting away with it. Well, the reason they're getting away with it is because the shooting match hasn't started yet. So when the shooting match starts, I suspect that maybe things will start to change. But up to that point, they're not going to back off. They're not going to back down. They're going all in. They want global communism, and they want to reduce the world's population. Who does that mean? Oh, that's right. You! You, your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, your friends, even your fucking dog. And if you don't think that's going to happen, well, tell me, what have all these stories been that we've been posting for years now about the police just literally just walking up to a fence, the dog's behind it, and shooting the fucking dog? Well, that's because they see you as the new dog. That's why you got to wear that dog muzzle, that slave muzzle. Because when they shoot you, they're going to do so with no more regard than they did for that dog they put down. People, get your minds right. There is a shooting match coming. Anyway, that's it for me. Back to you, Henry.
Excellent report and spot fucking on, in my opinion. This article, next one I got coming up here, you know, everybody has been defying this bullshit. You know, I just drove up north this last weekend, and I swear to that you couldn't. I didn't see fucking 10 masks. Fucking and you know, the whole time I was everybody's just going back to normal, and so you got the states build contact tracing armies to crush coronavirus. This is the communists. They're going to get their goddamn little communist fucking operatives out there, and they're going to become a pecking on your door. And when they come.
No, Henry, didn't the Germans, didn't the Gestapo do something like this? Didn't in Russia they do something like this? Didn't in the Empire of Japan, when they start keeping track of every single person in the country, whatever the excuse, because they got to know who's going to follow their rules and who are they going to have to exterminate because they might rebel.
Well, the bottom line here is people are telling them to go to hell, you know, and tell them to go to hell is the first step, but you're going to have to send them to hell because they're not just going to go to hell because you tell them to. And
Henry, you mean they won't back down just because we said politely, oh, would you please stop infringing on my rights, but please stop trying to enslave me? You mean that's not going to work?
Well, even if you're impolitely, even if you got body armor on and you got a gun, if you won't use that son of a bitch, you're done. That's all there is to
right.
it.
Oh, just an example of that. You're right.
State governments are building armies of contact tracers in a new phase of the battle against coronavirus pandemic, returning to a fundamental practice in public health that can at once wrestle the virus under control and put hundreds of thousands of newly jobless people back to work. really? California is already conducting contact tracing in 22 counties, and it eventually plans to field a force of 10,000 state employees. That's 10,000 communists who will be given. See, this is to go out there because the people are moving about as they please. Oh, we're in the same room with this person. We're going to have to take you, and you're going to have to. Well, they're talking about they're going to watch you for sympathy. How are you going to watch me? You're going to come into my fucking house. You're going to investigate me. You think you're going to come into my fucking, I'll treat you just like any other son of a bitch coming to fucking violate my rights, you criminal motherfuckers. And they ain't going to be worth the paycheck. 10,000 state employees who will be given basic training by University of California health experts. Now it'll take about a month of people knocking the piss out of them because people aren't going to put up with this shit. And then they're going to arm them. You will see every state employee will have a fucking, they're going to have them a goddamn flak jacket on and they're going to have people with AR-15s with them to come to your house because in tracing your phone calls and stuff, in that facility in Utah, which they mentioned in this article, they're going to know that you had contact with people and they're going to be coming to, they're going to come into your house and take your temperature without warrant.
I don't think they'll arm them. I think they, long before they do that, they would arm the Social Security people. Oh, wait, they already did.
They already did. They even armed the goddamn Weather Service, John.
That's right, because you never know when that weather's going to get testy with you.
Exactly, man. It's a weapon now. Who will be given basic training by the University of California experts? Massachusetts and Ohio have partnered with Partners in Health, a global health nonprofit originally established to support programs in Haiti to field teams of contact tracing. Now you've got the goddamn one worlders coming to your goddamn door. I will blow your fucking ass. I don't got shit. If I got something to lose, I got to know what it is. And
guess that this is a George Soros or a Bill Gates funded.
Fucking Bill Gates, you goddamn right. That motherfucker, how is he still breathing? I don't get it. Maryland will partner with the University of Chicago and NORC. It's NORC in capital letters, formerly the National Opinion Research Center, to quadruple its contact tracing capacity. So they're going to be turning them to come to your fucking house because they don't want to come because they know that the people are fucking up in arms and they got the goddamn arms to shut this shit down immediately. Washington, West Virginia, Ohio, North Dakota, Rhode Island are using their National Guards to trace contacts of those who have been infected. And them people got guns. And they're going to be, you have the National Guard, the Army coming to your fucking house. This sounds like communism to me, people. With the coronavirus in Kansas, 400 people have volunteered to trace contacts. In Utah, 1,200 state employees have raised their hands. Well, you son of a bitches, you better be ready fucking for what this entails. Because people are already fucking frying ass. Well, I'm telling you people out there that you're going to shoot these motherfuckers or they're going to take you over. They're going to take you over and you're going to be the laughing stock of the fucking world. The largest army to ever exist on planet Earth, taken over by a bunch of fucking spineless pencil neck fucking communists. Contact tracing is a pillar basic public health, a critical element in battling infectious disease around the globe. See, it's getting more global, this shit. Fuck the globe. I live in the United States of these Americas. It's a sovereign fucking country, and I'm the sovereign fucking king of this goddamn country, and no motherfucker is going to come into my fucking castle and do any goddamn thing. You better get it through your fucking head. You're walking into a fucking gunfight. The goal is to identify those who have been infected with a virus. See, it's not even saying corona, it's with a virus. This is going to be, this is implementing a communist dictatorship through the fucking medical industry. Who's the fucking doctors and shit? Were they voted in? Do they have some kind of special fucking authority? Are they above the rest of us? No, they're stepping up to fucking violate the entirety of the fucking Bill of Rights, which is the ratified law of this country, which we're going to have to defend with our fucking lives, people. You're going to have to shoot these son of a bitches.
It's a surprise because we've already done articles where we talked about how the entire medical industry in this country was hijacked by the Rockefellers at the turn of last century.
Yeah, every one of them is a part of the insurance industry now. You know, that fucking hypocritical oath fucking doesn't mean shit anymore. They do what the fucking insurance companies tell them and what the pharmaceutical companies tell them, and they get to go to fucking Barbados and they get to go up the Congo fucking fishing for, you know, on fishing trips, and they're going to be the special fucking class, the upper class. That's what socialism's all about, and that's what communism is. It's fucking committee socialism. It's all socialism. This fucking country's been a fucking... I was born into communism. I know that now. I've learned that now. And now it's starting to... Communism is starting to fulfill its fucking ultimate goal, and that is the enslavement of the fucking... all but the 1%. You're going to have the fucking rulers, and they're going to kill the rest of us off down to 500 million, so we'll be their foot lickers. You can lick their ass. You guys can have kids, so because they're going to want a pedophile. They have to pedophile, so they have to have fucking pedophile fodder. So they'll have your kids for that, and you can lick their ass clean when they take a shit. That's where these motherfuckers are thinking they are. They are in violation of the law right now. The fact that there are not arrests across this country of these fucking governors and all of these son of a bitches and these private fucking corporations, this private Blackwater that cannot exist, it is a violation of the fucking Ninth Article. There's no such authority that can exist in this country. And if it exists, it's only because we are fucking letting it. If we lose this fucking country, if we lose our fucking lives, if our great-grandchildren end up pissing on our graves, it's on us, people. Because we didn't have the fucking balls with the largest army on planet Earth to fucking take these cocksuckers out. If those contacts then come down with the virus, they can be quickly isolated so that they don't spread it further. They can also be treated. Oh boy, by putting a fucking tracking chip in your ass. You ain't sticking no, you ain't giving me no fucking treatments. Yeah, they're acting like they're your mom and dad, your custodians. And that's what they're claiming. They're claiming that you belong to them, that they are the authority over you, that you live by their will. And that's what their fucking 14th Amendment, their fucking violation of the Bill of Rights 14th Amendment says. That they are the fucking masters and you are the fucking slave. You're an armed slave. If you can't have an uprising in this fucking country that clears these fuckers out, clear around the goddamn world, that's because you're a coward. This country dies, it dies of cowardice. That's all. Those contacts then came down with, whatever this is, let's see what here. Contact tracing is a pillar of basic public health, a critical element in battling infectious disease around the globe. The goal is to identify those who have been infected with the virus and those with whom the infected person has come in contact with. This is for you spying on you? Fucking watching your every fucking move? You kidding me? Hey, you know your goddamn ancestors who fucking got you that Bill of Rights, they put their fucking liberty before their fucking lives. What will you do? Now, I'm going to jump on this real quick because we're kind of past the time, but there's one more here. This is the end result here. Tennessee police arrest citizen who escaped forced COVID-19 detention camp. We'll call it COVID. Instead of FEMA camps, well, COVID-19 detention camps, people.
No, wait, is that a concentration camp?
No, well, there's a concentration of people there. I guess that's why they call them concentration camps. Anyway, this was from The Last Refuge, and it was sent by Galen. Comrades, it starts. Some readers might not be aware the Ministry of COVID Compliance, you goddamn right, have set up quarantine camps, detention facilities in various areas. Formerly, free citizens who test positive for COVID-19 are forcibly taken to the quarantine camps and held under guard. Last week, one of the non-compliant captives demanded his freedom. And see, this is no process of the law. See, that's what they have to get rid of to have their one world order. They have to get rid of the due process of the law in that fucking ratified law known as the Bill of Rights. Your fucking law that you have the fucking means to fucking enforce. The enforcement mechanism was put in there, but you have to have this other thing that goes with it. It's called balls. You have to put your fucking liberty before your fucking, your life. Like your ancestors did. That's the only way they got their freedom. Would you rather be a fucking, a slave or dead? I'd rather be dead than be a fucking slave. How about that? Last week, after a manhunt, in Tennessee, the subversive citizen was recaptured, arrested, and brought back to the detention facility. Has a little dot, dot, dot. Alarmed yet? Tennessee.
This sounds like a TV show of, 100 years from now, in a dystopian future, most of the human race is gone, but some have been retained in concentration camps for their own safety. This sounds like something straight out of Hollywood.
It does, and it's a B-movie, and it's a fucking nightmare. You let these people do, they're telling you what they will do. If you ain't got the fucking guts to stop them, they're going to do this to you. Do you get it?
Now, Henry, where's the forced vaccinations? That's coming next. I don't have it yet, but it will be coming because they've already got it in Sweden. And if you refuse, they show up with the military.
Well, I guess when they show up here, they're going to get a fight. Whatever this one man can do, this one man will do. And basically, it's going to be up to the fucking... The 300 million fucking Americans that have a couple of billion fucking guns, rather you let these little phony little cock-sucking dirty fucking communists fucking take you out. Because that's what they're coming to do. They're coming to take you out and replace you with third world slave labor. Because this handful, and I'm talking a fucking handful, they call themselves industry in this country that was built for liberty. Not industry, liberty. Of course, you would have been fucking well healed. You'd had a good life if you could have had your goddamn your debt free currency, so you could exploit your own resources instead of motherfucking international son of a bitches. A handful are doing this to the world, and the rest of the world is. They're rising up, but you better. We have to remove these motherfuckers from this goddamn planet. Period. Even to say this shit is fucking blatant-ass treason. They are talking about fucking no due process. Removing your fucking law and your authority. Once your authority is removed and you're not an individual, a free individual, that makes you a fucking slave. You will do as you're fucking, just like you said, the people in Sweden, you'll do it or else. Well, it's going to be the or else for this man. I might not be here to see the end of it, but by God, when you come to fuck with me, you're going to fucking know you run into somebody who doesn't take shit. Tennessee's a coronavirus patient was arrested Thursday after prosecutors said he jumped a fence and fled the Nashville fairgrounds, where health officials are using enforceable quarantine in an attempt to control an outbreak at an emergency homeless shelter. So they're cleaning his ears, all the homeless. You wonder where they went? I'm telling you, I guarantee you they're euthanizing fucking people. They're euthanizing the fucking homeless. They want every American national fucking dead. Why? Because this goddamn country belongs to us. They're not even supposed to be here. They have stolen our fortune. They have stolen our future. They have stolen our children's future. And they aim to put us in the fucking ground. And they aim for our kids to be their fucking pedophilic toys. Okay? And if you ain't got the fucking guts to stand up for your fucking children, for your old people, and for your women, you ain't fucking, you deserve what you fucking get. You better grow some fucking guts. And you better take this shit fucking more seriously than just showing up for fucking photo albums so that you can pose in your fucking body armor with your fucking gun that you're getting ready to hand over to the enemy as soon as he shows his fat ass. See this fat ass sheriff walk up and fucking took their shit. They got a SWAT team. Well, you better get ready to take out some fucking SWAT teams than hadn't you. Or else surrender, you fucking cowards. You better get fucking mean. Because they're going to get fucking mean with you. And it's going to be kill or be killed. Get it through your head. Anything you'd like to add, John?
I think that does it, Henry. Just get your mind right. Because we are in for a shit fight or slavery. Pick one. Which one do you want?
That's it, brother.
Hey, Henry?
Yes, go ahead.
Henry, so... there was a video posted this past week. I don't know if you guys have seen it. NYC nurse exposes forced death at her hospital. She's a volunteer at. She's from Nevada. She was out in New York. And she's basically exposing the fact that they're actually murdering people, patients, at her hospital.
I have no doubt about it.
If people don't think that this murdering scenario is not going to be coming to them, they might want to go look at that video and decide for themselves.
Now, you can be laying there helpless, strapped down to a fucking gurney when they stick the needle in your arm. Bye. You did shit. Yep. Bet you wish you would have took that fucking gun and took as many with you as you could have. Won't you? And the sick part of it is we so fucking outnumber them. If we just fucking get mean and turn on them and fucking just, hey, you son of a bitch, you want to join up with a contact team? Huh? You want to think you're going to come in to force your way into people's houses without fucking common law warrants? That you're going to violate our laws, violate our rights, violate us? You're going to eat fucking lead is what you're going to do. See, this is the cowards putting their fucking little minions up front. But we're coming right past them. We're coming for your fucking ass suit. We'll hang you in that nice fucking $10,000 fucking suit you're wearing, you son of a bitch. We're not gonna let's fucking lay down for you. You fucking just keep pushing. Squeeze, tyrant. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, you better fucking start thinking. You better look at your fucking children. What would you do? Would you stand there and let them fucking do that to your fucking kids? Are you that big of a fucking coward? Would you let them do it to you? They're counting on the fact that you are a fucking coward and will not fight. Because they know that you have the fucking forces to wipe their ass out in a single fucking day. If everybody was of the same mind, if everybody could get on the same page and quit chasing shit like this goddamn Libertarian Party Incorporated, well, that woman, she had a state representative was going to take her place in jail and pay her fines. That was set up, okay? That ain't you and me. We're that lady in the park that got arrested with her fucking two kids for letting her kids play in the park. Never heard no more about her, did ya? This is all a fucking con. And it's a fucking con. I mean, they're rolling the dice and they put all the money on the fucking table. So you better be ready to fucking fight. Cause you'll be fighting for your life and the life of your children and your grandchildren. If you got the fucking guts. And that is the word from the trenches. Have a nice day, John. Amen, brother.